with a dry well, I know the value of water. With a dry well, I know the value of water. Our lives are very significant. Our lives are giving us lessons at all times to tell us how to consider things and how to think about things and how to value things. And as we live our lives from the very depth of our heart, we come up with some magical attitudes that are very powerful. Everyone knows that if they're thirsty and they don't have a drink, that thirst doesn't go away. And that after a period of time, that thirst can destroy them, that thirst can kill them. That thirst can make them do all sorts of things to fulfill itself. When you have a dry well, you realize what water really means. You realize what thirst means. You realize what values you have in life. Could you give your last bit of water to someone else? Could you give your last bit of water to someone else in your life to give them a helping hand to remain alive? Very few people could. And the reason they couldn't is because they panic and they stop thinking of who they are and they start thinking of what their body demands. We all have the ability to have faith. We all have the ability to have convictions. We all have the ability to have values and virtues. But have we trained ourselves throughout our life to stand up for our values, for our virtues? Have we trained ourselves all of our life to stand up and require of ourselves justice, require of ourselves right action, require of ourselves truth? We can think that we have done it, but have we really done it? Have we looked at appearances and said that that's reality? We do this all too often. We look at appearances and we say, that's reality. That's what life is all about. The appearances that are standing before us and the appearances that are making us do whatever it is that we do. Have you ever worked at a job that made you sincerely happy? That made you dedicatedly happy to being who you are? Or have you looked at a job? Have you looked for work that would pay well? Have you looked for work that put you in a good environment? Have you looked for a position that was going to bring you good reputation? Or have you looked at life and said, I want to be a loving, beautiful example of peace on earth. So I'm going to go into government and be a peaceful agent. I'm going to go into my family and be a peacemaker. I'm going to look at everything not as it appears to be, but as I know it is to be: balanced, harmonious, joyful. I'm going to train myself, starting this moment, right now, to recognize that everyone on the face of the earth, everyone in the universe, is a joyful, peaceful, loving person. Right this moment, I start to train myself to recognize that it's not what I see outside of me, but what I see inside of me that is truly what is outside of me. And so I go within myself first and I say, I am peace. I go within myself first and I say, I do those things that make me feel happy and fulfilled. I don't necessarily take a job because it pays so well. That's tempting. I do not take a job that brings me a lot of reputation. That's tempting. I do not take a work in my life that brings me credit, that brings me the ability to have everyone in the world look at me and say, he stuck in his thumb and pulled out his plum, and what a good boy he was. No. I am a person that I'm training myself to be, that I look from the inside out, and I see everything beautiful and good. I see everything outstanding. I see everything marvelous. I see everything wonderful. Rather than looking at my needs for water, my needs for my well to have water in it, rather than looking at my world needing to have my abundance or my reputation, rather than looking at all things from the outer vision of them, I look at the inner vision. I look at what the divine within me says to me to do at all times. And the divine in me says that all is in divine order now. All is beautiful now. All is glorious now. All is magnificent now. And then I live in that awareness. I live in that conviction that all is indeed beautiful, marvelous, wonderful now. It would be so easy to look at the appearances and be frightened by them, to look at the dry well and say there's no water. But that's not the source of my water. That's not the source of my manna. That's not the source of my good. The divine in me is the source of my good. And I say I am abundant. I say I am wealthy. I say I am happy. I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body now. I say all is in divine order. I make these proclamations of truth, and I make them again and again and again and again until I believe them, until I know that that is the truth. And the instant that I know that it's the truth, then it is 100% manifest in my life. The instant that I know that as I speak my word for the divine in me, that I live from that inner, and that inner is all that I am. I need no outer representation. I need only, if I need anything, the awareness of who I am in me. And I have that awareness of who I am in me. I proclaim it again and again and again. I proclaim it every moment of my life. I say, all is in divine order. I say it again and again and again. I say it so often that it becomes my watchword. It becomes my criteria for all my thinking. And that's all that matters. I have this privilege now of knowing who and what I am. I have this privilege now of being who and who I am. I have this privilege of wearing who I am, and it is my delight. It is my joy. It is my thrill. It is the wisdom in me expressing itself beautifully, fantastically, and always. With the well dry, I know the worth of water. I know the value of water. But the well is within me. The well is within me, and it is the divine in me, and it is the purity in me. And I live from the purity within me at all times. And my outer life is a representation of the purity that's within me. And the only thing that matters to me is that all is in divine order right now. And my well flows over abundantly, providing water, providing the substance, providing the essence, providing the mana of my life now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.